I understand the importance of, the fiscally constrained smaller counties, making sure that we have those grant funds available, making sure that we have those monies coming, because you're trying to do a lot with the little. When the legislature does appropriate for fiscally constrained counties, you know, for example, for law enforcement salaries and those things, we expect that that money goes to salaries. And it's in addition to the money, so that the monies are there for salaries, for retention, and that they stay in that law enforcement budget. That's the intention when we appropriate for that, to look out for the fiscally constrained counties. So just make sure that that you understand that when the legislature does take into account smaller fiscally constrained counties, it's our intent that that's where the money stays.
Speaking on the salaries, it really helped a lot. I know last year you got the money for the original appropriations. It didn't include the corrections officers on that, so we had to, working within the guidelines, we made sure that our corrections officers had parity with our road deputies, because they're all one team, one fight, which left us a little bit short. But then coming back again this year, we were able to get them to the 45. There again, it does cause a bit of compression, but we're working through that as well with the commission.
Y'all, we got y'all. What are you going back? About 1.4 million, pretty close. 1.4 something.
Yeah, that's about where we're at. The last year was the million, and then this year was 332,000. So, definitely appreciated, and it was very good for the employees. And like I say, we're working through the compression that it caused, but that's part of being small county, and that's how it works.